This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The Supreme Court recently held oral arguments concerning a case involving faithless electors. The president is elected by electors who travel to their state capital and are supposed to vote according to the wishes of the voters. What if those electors change their vote? That is a case being considered by the Supreme Court. A Colorado elector planned to cast a vote for a different candidate in 2016. The Secretary of State removed him, but the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Colorado could not enforce electors' pledges. When electors did the same thing in Washington, they faced a fine. The Washington Supreme Court upheld the fine. Faithless electors have been rare, but they might prove to be very significant if we have another close presidential election. On my radio program, I've had to remind my younger listeners that the Supreme Court had to step in during the 2000 election. If you're older, you sure remember all the debate about the hanging chads and Florida ballots. Although the 2016 election wasn't quite as close, it was certainly controversial. Groups of protesters took to the streets. A number of celebrities produced commercials urging electors not to vote for Donald Trump. Dozens of members of Congress skipped the presidential inauguration. Can you imagine what might happen this time if the vote is close and vote counts in certain states are challenged? A few electors could change their pledged vote and throw the decision to the House of Representatives. So how will the court vote? Well, the justices may decide that the states can require electors to vote according to their pledge, or they might agree with some of the comments made by Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, who saw the electors as an intermediary between voters and the presidency. Their decision could affect the next presidential election. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.